Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Roger, and he wants me to put my book in audio format when I'm finished with it. I'll hold off on that as well as a digital copy of it in text for 6 months to a year after I finish it, to ensure that everyone that wants a paperback copy gets one first. The last thing I want to do is have someone steal the text or audio and use text-to-speech software and monetize my book on their channel, and make money from all my hard work. Scanning a book page by page and transcribing it will discourage most people from doing so. Besides, the sections are already coming out in rough format in a special book playlist that I've created if you look under the playlist section. Hope that helps, Roger. As for today's topic, I found a post on goingyourownways.com's forum discussing why men cannot live without women. And here's what someone named Fangblade has to say, and I quote, "It doesn't matter how much a man knows about female nature. He will still long after women. Take, for example, the incels. They're not selected by women. Instead of accepting that women don't want them in female nature in general, and simply enjoying life without women, they fall into despair. Or take the red pillar PUA. Instead of grinding and hustling for their own glory, they do it for a woman that will at best do nothing for them. And worse, take everything they have worked so hard to get, without an ounce of remorse. It seems so crazy to me that men, especially nowadays, keep dealing with women sexually. Do they not want their freedom? Do they not know about robot vagine? I really don't get it. What are your thoughts on men's desire to be on the female-run plantation?" Unquote. Right below that, someone named Chris sums up the reasons why men can't leave the plantation. He points out the male sex drive, societal pressure, family pressure, peer pressure, low self-esteem, as well as the need for external validation, and that those are extremely difficult for a man to overcome. Plus, he mentions the Disney fantasy love fairy tale, as well as obviously television and love songs. He says that the blue pill is life, and that many guys want a hole to call their own. When you're not in a relationship, most guys are trying to get into one or chasing women. But once a guy breaks that cycle, he gets a lot of clarity about the true nature of women. He looked back on his life and cataloged how he'd been used and or mistreated by women. And that then made the dating scene a lot less appealing. Especially saying dating is an exercise in busting your butt for the opportunity to get screwed over. I'll discuss my thoughts about why most men can't live without women in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, T-Fits. Are you getting a divorce because your wife laughs at you like a horse? Then you need the Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. This book is like a rubber for your marriage and protects you from many of the tricks she has hidden up her wizard sleeve vagina. Tom Fitz also has another book called The Police Are Not Your Friends, especially if you're thinking of eating their hairy donut holes. Both books are available at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to men being unable to live without being with women because they don't want to disappoint their single mother, the divorce rape their father, Clown World Show. Besides things like getting validation and sex from women, there is even a greater reason that guys can't live without them. It's the reason that many guys contact me for a one-on-one coaching session. That, of course, is purpose and meaning. If you don't have someone or something to get you up out of bed every morning, then you tend to self-destruct emotionally and psychologically. Another reason is guilt. I was talking to a friend's son, and he's in his early teens, and he told me that women have it harder in life. When I heard that, I wanted to slap him upside the head and tell him that all women have to do is put effort into their appearance and somewhat behave themselves, and they'll be able to gain access to men and get a free ride. Next time I see him, I'm going to introduce him to Andrew Tate videos, where he talks about a guy in Dubai that owns an expensive yacht. He says that a guy needs to be attractive, competent, financially successful, hardworking, interesting, and a plethora of other qualities to own that yacht. All the woman on the yacht needs to do is be pretty, polite, and get invited to the party. All she had to do was show up. I could see exactly where that young man's thinking was leading him. That women have it so tough, therefore I, as a young man, have to work really hard to make their lives easier. Not only that, but I'm so privileged that I need to make up for my privilege by allowing myself to get pillaged by the proud owner of a pussy. There are many hurdles in many young guys' lives. He doesn't understand that his own sex drive is going to pressure him to always be banging or trying to bang in his late teens and early 20s. No one is going to tell him that his little head will be doing the thinking for his big head until roughly the age of 35. Then as he gets into his mid-20s and his high school and university friends pair off, he's going to lose them unless he actually does what they do, which is get in a relationship. Otherwise, they won't be able to continue hanging out together. Then, of course, there's the pressure from parents to have grandkids. The guy's own desire to have children as well as female validation. There's a lot of stuff preventing you from going your own way in life. But the most important reason is that your own subconscious mind wants to reproduce and gain sexual release. So even if you're fully aware of all the things that I just mentioned, if your animal spirits want you to basically get pooched by a cooch, then you'll move in that direction. I could live my life without women in 2015 and early 2016, even though I had purpose and understood female nature. It wasn't until I got angry at myself for putting myself into deep emotional pain that I finally went my own way and could finally live without women in my life. Going back to relationships for me, with everything I know about them, would actually be an admission that the blue pill world around us has broken my spirits. Besides, I'm enjoying my freedom more than I enjoy females. But most guys are going to bite the bullet and find some babe to bite in bed. He'll end up becoming a slave that thinks he's free and will work a lot harder than any man that knows he's being subjugated. The best slaves, after all, are the ones that think they're free. Also, most guys can't focus on their grind or hustle because they see it as unfulfilling, especially if you have a corporate job that you hate. The only thing you might actually have to look forward to is sex and love. Paul Elamit, a voice for men, once wrote in his book and explained why most men can't live without women. Part of it has to do with the fear of her leaving, rejection and abandonment. When a woman leaves, she takes his manhood and purpose away. That's why most men fear being alone. He says this, and I quote, "That fear is the fear of losing women's love and approval. It is a fear so deep and pernicious that men will go to insane lengths to preserve the illusion of love, even when being bitch-slapped with the fact that the love wasn't there to begin with," unquote. He's saying that men fall in love with an illusion that they can't shake. One of the hardest things I've ever had to do was leave women in my life, but I already had someone waiting in the wings usually to ease my pain. It wasn't until my very last relationship at the end of 2015, and when I left her, it was the first time in my life that I left one woman without monkey branching to another. It was the first time I felt truly free and done with relationships entirely. Before that, I was too needy to willingly leave relationships unless I had someone else lined up. I just came to that realization right now. It's not enough to just walk away from relationships, but you have to walk away from it with no relationship ready on the other side, or no plan to get into yet another one. I knew that I could go on Tinder again and find another one almost in a week or two, but I was done and stopped looking, and in early 2016, I started traveling on my own and I never looked back. Maybe some guys get to the stage where they're almost at the cusp of freedom and they just scared themselves back into another relationship. I know there are many times when I was contemplating leaving bad women, but I didn't, because I didn't have a replacement yet. I've narrowed down 5 things that the majority of men can't live without, and those are companionship, reproduction, sexual gratification, child-rearing, and validation. Those are the big 5 things that most guys are looking for. Those things form the basis of our biological addiction to women. Black widows and praying mantises, and now I guess you can also add men to the list of many organisms that don't typically survive the mating process unscathed, thanks to divorce rape these days. Those 5 things I mentioned can be had in other ways instead of just relying on one woman that you'll eventually resent. You can pretty much put yourself in the friend zone if you want a companion and validation. You don't even have to pay for that. You can also use a surrogate for reproduction. Once you're done with her, you don't have to see her again. For sexual gratification, you can use prawn or working girls. Once again, you pay them to leave, or if you're on your computer, you basically click freely. Finally, if you need child-rearing help, you can simply hire a temporary nanny. Women, on the other hand, can friend-zone men for our emotional tampon services. They can also get a sperm donor for reproduction, and they don't need a nanny as they can usually take care of the kids on their own. Sexual gratification they can get by getting laid anytime they want to, and become an alpha widow over and over again. When it comes to validation, they can use social media. The only thing they can't get is a provider protector, but they're also increasingly earning their own money. It just goes to show that neither half of the species really wants to rely on the other half, and they usually become together due to peer pressure or because of convenience. I guess it's better if called this video why most young men cannot live without women, because most older men are content with their own company. Most younger guys are catatonic all by themselves, while for older women they surround themselves with cats and drink gin and tonics. Maybe I should make a future video called why most older women cannot live without men, or at the very least another woman like their sister around, because they need that emotional tampon there for that added support. But her negativity won't be absorbed for long by her female victim. So having a male emotional tampon is all about having a more reliable emotional tampon to soil, well into her golden shower years. The tragedy is that by the time most men realize that they can live without women in their lives are almost over. I see them sitting around depressed at weddings while their wives are dancing, and they look absolutely destroyed. But at the same events, the younger guys look happy because they have someone to take home and undress. A life without love gives men headaches when they're younger, but peace when they're older. For women, it seems to be that they have their looks-based self-esteem loaded up front, and that only goes down from there. If you're still trying to figure out a way to wean yourself off of women, don't feel frustrated. I still don't know how I did it. I felt like something snapped inside of me and I was done completely. Maybe it'll happen differently for you. I don't know. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that Indian scammers are probably going to purchase a copy of my book and smash it to pieces, copy the pages, and use text-to-speech software to sell my work as their own. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that can't live without women that are in their 50s and 60s because their little head is still doing most of the thinking for them as they approach their senior citizen years away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.